For Senate Democrats, sticking a universal health care plan in the budget kills a few birds with one stone. It shines a spotlight on one of their pet issues and fulfills campaign promises for many of them. It could also provide them bargaining power once budget negotiations get underway. For Alma freshman Senator Kathleen Vinehout, it's also personal. Before she got elected last year, Vinehout's family didn't have health insurance. She says Wisconsin residents shouldn't be stuck in that situation.
We can have coverage for all so that none of us need pay more with our suffering or with our pocketbook.
Getting there would cost the average business $370 a month for each of its employees. The average worker would have to kick in $140 a month. Democrats say that forces everyone to pay their fair share, but it does create winners and losers. Bill Smith of the National Federation of Independent Businesses says some of his members who can't afford to offer health insurance would get hit hard.
They will have a devastating impact on the self-employed, small businesses, sole proprietors, and typically thousands of firms operating with a small profit margin. This proposal will guarantee Wisconsin will never be home to the next Microsoft or any other innovative entrepreneur.
Smith says he's all for improving health care in Wisconsin, but a payroll tax is a non-starter for his group. Supporters contend most businesses and employees would end up paying less than they do right now. David Newby is president of the AFL-CIO of Wisconsin, which helped draft this plan. He says this tax would simply replace what people are already paying in premiums.
We have to get that straight. It's a substitution and a lowering. It is not an increase on top of what we are already paying.
That will be a tough sell with Republican lawmakers. GOP Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch has already pledged to fight the tax increases proposed by the governor, and they're small compared to what's in this health care plan. Brookfield Republican Senator Ted Kanivas says he doesn't think the state would even benefit from the investment.
I have never seen a government decrease administration or decrease the cost of managing a program in my 46 years. Okay, it doesn't happen.
Republicans also criticized the way this plan was introduced. Senate Democrats have been working on it for months, but they kept the details secret until yesterday morning, just an hour before they held a public hearing. It's still not clear whether Senate Democrats could expect the support of their own party leader on this issue. Governor Jim Doyle has a more targeted health care plan of his own in this budget that would expand Badger Care to cover more low-income residents. The governor has never endorsed the idea of using a payroll tax to fund universal health care. That didn't change when he was asked about the possibility yesterday.
I think there's other ways for us to go. Obviously, I put forth in my budget a plan that would increase the availability of affordable health care insurance up to 98% of the people, and I'm going to work very hard to see that the plan that I've put forward is enacted in this budget.
Whatever budget Democrats pass out of the Senate today will be much different than the version GOP lawmakers pass in the Assembly. At that point, both sides will likely sit down at a conference table. The new fiscal year technically starts this coming Sunday, but the stark differences over this health care plan only reinforce the suspicion that this budget battle will drag on for months. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.